Ask Catherine. You all have been sending some great links. And I think you'll see if you look at our top picks that we've been posting, almost all of them. It's really great stuff. You all have an eye for the real news. Some questions, though. If the citizens of the United States were the ones voting on all the proposed legislation instead of Congress being the ones to vote, do you think that we'd end up with a better government for the people, or do you think that things would get worse? I think we would end up with a much better government. It would be certainly a messy process, particularly at first. The key to having it work would be the right kinds of financial framework and supporting analytics and process design. If you look at the some of the different processes used for things like Wikipedia or used for the internet protocols, there's a lot of work that's been done in this area, and I think it's very important to integrate the authorizing committee and legislations with appropriations and how that's done. But I think, and of course, you're going to have, and I keep beating this drum, you're going to have place-based financial data. So you're going to have to bring the analytics back so you can see how things work. And what's going to happen over time is it's going to cause a revolution in what rules are applied. And to me, the trickiest thing about getting it done these days is, as long as the telecoms and intelligence agencies are free to use mind control and entrainment technology and to run around and kill people, with impunity, the question is, how do you, if you can use entrainment technology to turn every participant into a zombie, then it's not going to work. So, I think the issue it's going to bring up again is how do we cleanse our media of covert forces? Okay, second question. With Mark Zuckerberg and his wife announcing that they'll be giving approximately $45 billion away to charity, do you think these donations will mostly be given to organizations that will support the agenda of Mr. Global? Of course. Of course, that's what I think. First of all, Zuckerberg and his wife are not giving it away. They're putting it in an LLC they will control. It will be invested as they direct, but in my opinion, it's going to be directed by the syndicate. Zuckerberg is just a front. So yes, it'll be an LLC version of the Gates Foundation. Hi, Catherine. I hope this finds you healthy and happy. And this one goes on to warn me about the Saker. There's a great website that covers sort of Russia and the Ukraine, and now has been covering Syria. It's the Vineyard of the Saker, and Saker has agreed to join us on the Salieri Report, and so I'll be recording him in January, and he'll run in sometime in January and in February. And I want to thank you for that comment. It was really useful.